this is now my third attempt at chapter 26. You guys don't know that, but my daughter lost her mind the first time, and then I had some type of in-home alarm going off that scared me. I can hear things way louder through these headphones in the background. I'm always apologizing for background noise. I think I've even said this before, but they don't pick up as much as I think they do. It's a testament to the microphone I have, which was $12 on Amazon. It's a Zeal Sound microphone, and it does a really good job, if you ask my opinion. I've played with other ones that cost way more that don't. Like, there's all this extra calibration and stuff you got to go through to try and make it sound like your voice, and this one just kind of has it all built in. It's got a sound card built in, and it's supposed to cancel out a lot of the ambient noise, and it really does do a good job. Providing, you know, you don't have like a child in the background just screaming. to cover a few things real quick from the last episode, the iron worker name I couldn't think of is a blacksmith. A cherub, I wasn't sure what that was. That's an unearthly being who directly attends to God. I think those are the little, you see depictions of these like toddlers that are kind of chubby. They got like armor or arrows, things like that. I think that's a cherub. A mercy seat is a capret. A mercy seat was the gold lid placed on the Ark of the Covenant. So we were talking about the Ark of the Covenant there. And we pick up here in Exodus on chapter 26. Chapter 26. And you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains. You shall make them with cherubs, the work of a skilled workman, of twine linen, and blue and purple crimson. The length of one curtain shall be 28 by the cubit, and the width 4 by the cubit, for the one curtain, one measure to all curtains. 5 curtains shall be joined together, each to her sister, and 5 curtains joined each to her sister. Did it just say that twice? And 5 curtains joined each together, yeah. 5 curtains shall be joined together, each to her sister, and 5 curtains joined each to her sister. And you shall make loops of blue on the edge of one curtain, from the end at the juncture. So you shall do it at the edge of the last curtain, at the second juncture. You shall make 50 loops on the one curtain, and you shall make 50 loops in the end of the curtain, which is at the second juncture, the corresponding loops, each to her sister. And you shall make 50 hooks of gold. You shall join the curtains, each to her sister, by the hooks, and it shall become one tabernacle. So I'm guessing there's like a curtain of some sort that's going around the entire ark, which is seems weird because you go through so much work to, you know, the blacksmith out of one piece has to decorate this thing all over the place, and then it seems like they cover it up. So that's, I don't know, it just seems kind of strange. I can't think of like a another example of where you would do that. It'd be like adorning your house with all this beautiful stuff and then building a curtain all around it so no one could see it. Just seems strange. But whatever, I'm not questioning God, it just seems strange, you know? And you shall make curtains of goat's hair. Oh, whoa, and you shall make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. And you shall make 11 curtains. The length of the one curtain shall be 30 by the cubit, and the width 4 by the cubit for the one curtain. One measure to the 11 curtains, and you shall join the 5 curtains separately, and the 6 curtains separately, and you shall double the 6 curtains before the front of the tabernacle, and you shall make 50 loops on the edge of one curtain, the last at the juncture, and the 50 loops the edge of the second curtain that joins. Huh. And you shall make 50 hooks of bronze, and you shall put the hooks in the loops and join the tent together, and it shall become one, and the overlapping part of the rest of the curtains of the tabernacle, the half curtain that remains, shall hang on the back of the tabernacle. And the cubit from the side, and the cubit from that side that remains in the length of the curtains of the tent, shall be hung over the sides of the tabernacle from this and from that side, to cover it. And you shall make a cover for the tent of the ram's skin dyed red, and a covering of dugong skins from above. I get a ram skin. I still don't know what a dugong is. I probably should have, you know, looked for that while I was looking up cherub. I don't know what a dugong is. Okay. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of one board, and a cubit and a half width of one board. Two pins shall be in one board, each connected to her sister. So you shall do to all the boards of the tabernacle. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle 20 boards on the south side southward. And you shall make 40 sockets of silver for the 20 boards. Two sockets under the one board for its two pins, and two sockets under the one board for its two pins. And for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, 20 boards, and there 40 silver sockets. Two sockets under the one board, and two sockets under the one board. And you shall make 6 boards for the sides of the tabernacle westward. And you shall make 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle in the sides. This reads to me like IKEA instructions where they don't make a lot of sense unless you have all the material right in front of you. And then you're like, moving on. And they shall be double from beneath. And in like manner, they shall complete on the top to the one ring. So it shall be to both of them. They shall be for the two corners. And there shall be 8 boards and their silver sockets, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under the one board. And you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 to the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars, oh, not boards, make 5 bars of acacia wood, 5 to the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars to the boards of the second side of the tabernacle, of 5 bars to the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the rear, westward. And there shall be a middle bar in the midst of the boards going through from end to end. I'm guessing the bars are, I guess it says boards. I guess a bar is a bar. There's a piece of metal in there. I am not a blacksmith or a carpenter, so I don't fully understand all that. It sounds gorgeous though. And like a lot of work. Alright, 29. Verse 29. And you shall overlay the boards with gold. More gold. And you shall make their rings gold, housings for the bars. And you shall overlay the bars with gold. And so I guess they're not just metal bars, because you would just make those out of gold, right? And you shall set up the tabernacle according to the decree which you were shown in the mountain. And you shall make a veil of blue and purple and crimson and twined linen. One shall make it by the work of the skilled workmen with cherubs. Ooh, the workman is working with cherubs, or is just there's a cherub that is a workman? And you shall put it on 4 pillars of acacia wood overlaid with gold, their nails gold, on 4 sockets of silver. This thing's sounding really expensive. In today's terms, like, oh my lord, this is expensive. And just getting the carpenter that could do this in a cherub, wouldn't even know where to begin with that, right? if there's a site on Google to hire a cherub, it's lost on me. And you shall hang the veil under the hooks, and you shall bring the ark of the testimony there inside to the veil. And the veil shall divide for you between the holy place and the holy of holies. And you shall put the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony in the holy of holies. And you shall set the table outside the veil, and the lamp across from the across from the table on the side of the tabernacle southward, and you shall put the table on the north side. And you shall make a screen for the door of the tent of blue and of purple and crimson and twined linen and work of an embroiderer. You shall make a screen for the door of the tent of blue and of purple and crimson and twined linen, the work of an embroiderer. Okay, so we're embroidering the curtains now. And you shall make 5 pillars of acacia wood for the screen. And you shall overlay them with gold, their nails gold. And you shall cast for them 5 sockets of bronze. Yeah, just extremely expensive. Unbelievably expensive. Chapter 27. And you shall make the altar of acacia timbers, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square and its height 3 cubits. And you shall make its home on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be a part of itself, and you shall overlay it with bronze. And you shall make its pots to remove its ashes, and its shovels, and its sacrificial bowls, and its flesh forks, and its pans. You shall make all of its vessels to be bronze, and you shall make a grating for it, a network of bronze. And you shall make 4 rings of bronze on the 4 ends of the net, and you shall put it under the ledge of the altar from beneath. And the net shall be as far as half of the altar. And you shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia timbers. and you shall overlay them with bronze. And its poles shall be brought into the rings. No, and its poles shall be brought into the rings. And the poles shall be on the two sides of the altar for carrying it. You shall make it hollow with boards, as he showed you in the mountain, so they shall make it. I just paused because I was thinking of, I've seen a movie where they are carrying, like, the Ark of a Covenant, and it does have, like, rings. I couldn't tell you if it has the proper number based off that movie that I was watching, but it does. There's, like, two wood sticks, and there's a guy on each end of the sticks on both sides. So you got four guys carrying it. Kind of like when you see old Egyptian movies, and they're carrying a pharaoh or some goddess, you know what I mean, up on her thing. You got four guys holding the sticks on, you know, the poles on their shoulders. It sounds like this is a lot of the same. Huh. Just crazy. Acacia timber, you overlay them with bronze. Its poles shall be brought to the rings, and the poles shall be on the two sides of the altar for carrying it. You shall make it hollow with boards, as he showed you in the mountains, so they shall make it. I'm pausing to make sure I didn't skip over myself here. I don't believe I did. And you shall make the court of the tabernacle for the south side southward, hanging for the court of twined linen, 100 by the cubit in length, for the one side. And its pillars shall be 20, and their sockets 20 in bronze, the nails of the pillars, and their bands of silver. And so for the north side, in length. Hangings 100 in length, and its pillars 20, and their sockets 20 in bronze, the nails of pillars, and their bands of silver. And the width of the west side of the court shall have 50 cubits of hangings, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. And the width of the court of the east side, eastward, 50 cubits, and the hangings to the side 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And to the hangings for the second side 15, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And for the gate of the court, a screen of 20 cubits, blue and purple and crimson, in twined linen, the work of an embroiderer, their pillars 4, and their sockets 4. All the pillars of the court round about shall be banded with silver, their nails silver, and their sockets bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 by the cubit, and the width 50 by 50, and the height 5 cubits, twined linen, and their socket bronze. As to all vessels of the tabernacle, and all its service, and all its pins, and all pins of the court, they shall be bronze. And you shall command the sons of Israel, and let them bring to you pure olive oil beaten for the light, to set up lamps perpetually, in the tabernacle of the congregation from outside the veil which is by the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall arrange them from the evening until morning before Jehovah, a never-ending statue for their generations, from the sons of Israel. Huh. And that was 26 and 27. We're going to stop there. This one's going to be considerably shorter, only because those chapters were shorter. And it looks like we're going to jump up to going a little longer of chapter. We'll be on 28 next time. I should be getting this out more and more and more. I sit at home a lot. I don't have a lot to do, so I play a lot of Madden. I do like franchise mode, and I'm feeling like I'm doing too much of that and not enough of this, so I'm almost doing that daily, and I'm doing this weekly, sometimes longer, depending on what's going on in my life. So now I've made a plan that I cannot play with Madden until I've done at least a couple chapters in here, so hopefully, the idea is that I will be doing this more before I rest and start doing dumb stuff, you know what I mean? The only thing I don't like about the game Madden is that the number 666 pop up all the time. They have Baphomet logos in it. It's not a great game in symbolism. I've got videos on YouTube of how many different depictions of the Baphomet in the MUT and in different award settings that they show. Just blatant Baphomets, you know what I mean? Upside down stars and goat heads and things of this nature that are really, really strange. And then a lot of times when you're playing with a quarterback, even if you have a good game, at the end of the game, your quarterback rating is 66.6, and that is extremely annoying. So I'm trying to get away from that. But that's, I'm going to use it as a
since I do that more, I'm going to use it as a focal point for getting this done more. I basically disciplining myself not to touch the video games until I've done something in the Bible. I'm also, like, I seem to be a lot more motivated. So I think I mentioned a few chapters ago, or episodes ago, that I've started practicing SR. And I'm currently, where am I? The 14th day was on the 7th, so today's the 9th. So I'm 16 days in. It's not a long time, but I've been doing SR for 16 days, and I have noticed a difference just in that time. One of the things they'd said that would happen is that your voice would get deep. I don't know that that's happened, but I definitely have noticed that I have more energy. I'm a lot more focused. And just the idea of sex and those kinds of things has really left my mind. It's a funny thing. I was worried also that, you know, people have wet dreams or whatnot. You know what I mean? Where you have a sexual encounter in your dream and you may physically actually ejaculate because of that. And I've realized or had an experience in a dream where something like that was starting to come up. But my conviction to the SR seemed to parlay into my dream. Whereas I told, you know, this woman in my dream, like, oh, we're not going to do that because I won't spill my seed. So that was oddly reassuring. You know what I mean? I guess if you have a conviction, asleep or awake, it can be steadfast. So that's pretty awesome. I'm really glad that went like that. You know, that even in a sleep state, this part of what I'm trying to do in my life is important, imminent, and was present. So that was very reassuring. Anyway, I'm going to take off here. We'll be back with chapter 28, probably tomorrow. You guys have a great and blessed day. And, you know, all power be to Jehovah. And all love and praise be to Yahusha. Amen.